I'm growing in massive popularity, and this is ironic, really, because my entire life I've actually been the one who gets discriminated against by people. Nobody ever listened to me. Everybody thought I was an idiot or crazy or you know, just not worth listening to. I've been rejected and abused and teased and mocked my entire life. And I think there's no better preparation for this kind of career, because I know what it's like to be opposed by people who don't know what they're talking about. I've grown up with that, and it's just perfect preparation for this line of work, I must say.
Okay, so that's the persecution matter. Have you ever gotten to the point where you almost felt like you wanted to die?
I think when I was 11, there were 31 children in my class at St. Peter's College. There were two of them, including me, who didn't tease me and abuse me all day, every day. It was the most horrible time of my life. And I did want to kill myself. And my brother told me, "Vinny, if you kill yourself, I'm not going to come to your funeral, but I will visit your grave afterwards and I will piss on it for what you have done and the trauma that you will make us all go through." And I never thought about suicide ever again.
That's very great. You know, I guess it's kind of like the humor comes from the soul, the place of joy. You know, we're advancing, and again, I mentioned this natural cure for global warming. It deals with the 528 love revolution, and of course, love is the universal healer, and joy is linked to love. And gee whiz, that's the heart and soul of our soul. It is connected to our divine essence. And so that's what Vinny Eastwood brings in sharing his wisdom, is this divine essence of joy along with wisdom for which we can begin to heal ourselves and our planet.
I bet if you went to see those people you went to school with today, or if you actually got, you know, went to a reunion or something, I bet you none of them would be half as cute as you, not even a quarter as cute as you, or as not even nowhere near as charismatic as you. And they would just be like all wanting to be your friend today.
Oh, Sherry's actually...
No, I doubt that very much. You know the term sorting the wheat from the chaff?
Yeah.
Being a conspiracy theorist to talk radio show host and talking about the most important things of our time makes you hated by people who have nothing going on in their lives and makes you loved by people who have heaps going on with their lives. And so you learn to value individuals rather than value the quantity of people that love you and are charmed by you and that kind of thing. 'Cause I've never believed that having huge amounts of friends was ever a good thing. I've always thought that having small quantities of high quality friends, you know, people who actually do something with their lives. That was something my father told me, as he said, "I never have a friend who can't build something." Right? Every single friend of mine is either a musician or a radio host, or a filmmaker, or a blogger, or a builder, or something. They're always capable of creating something. It's something about having a creative personality that makes people actually valuable to be around, because they've actually got something that they can bring out of nothing, and they can constantly do it. Whereas those who are non-creative, who do what they're told, in general, those relationships don't last long with me, because they smile and they laugh and they have a fun and all of that kind of stuff, but they've never got anything to show for any of their thoughts, any of their feelings, any of the meaning of their lives. It doesn't exist, and they're not worth my time.
Yep, it's like the consumers. We call them there's either the creators or there's the consumers. I mean, we're all consumers, but some people are just consumers, and some people are the creators of what people want to consume. And when I asked you that question, I know, because I guess I'm speaking vicariously about myself through you, in a sense. I know I was not popular in school at all, and I was definitely outcasted. And the very same people who had outcasted me right on Facebook, I mean, they all want to be my friend and see what I'm up to. Yes, maybe they don't really want to be my friend, or probably they still despise me, but I can feel it through the energy of it that there is a part of them that is envious, that says, well, if I didn't do this in my life, or maybe I could have went in that direction, or, you know, wow, her life is more interesting than mine. And, you know, I'm just living, you know, sort of like one of those, like the TV show, like The Simpsons, or the Man on the Hill, The King of the Hill, you know, like those cartoons that kind of like talk about normal life, having a family, doing, you know, working a 9-to-5 job, and, you know, just working to pay the bills. And then always thinking, well, I don't really have a purpose in life. What's my purpose?
There it is. And so that's the key, man. It's the purpose in life to serve in a meaningful way others. And if you lose that, you've lost virtually everything.
Exactly.
There's something my girlfriend said to me the other day. I was trying to define what I'm doing. Like, do I have a career in radio? And she goes, no, it's actually more like a calling. I was like, yeah.